Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Getting ghosted is the worst. That's why we're here to help. Booker Alex and Sarah is waiting by the phone with Greg.
Hey,
everybody.
Hey,
what's going on?
So how can we help you?
My mom always taught me to be polite when it came to dating and to tie up the loose ends. And this is a loose end that I got to tie up. It's kind of bugging me.
Not sure what that means, yeah. But go ahead. We're listening.
So it's either I need to apologize for something I did. That's assuming I did something wrong. I don't understand what about me this girl didn't like. We went to a really nice place for the first date. We had some champagne. It was fun. Had some laughs. And now nothing.
Well, Greg, let us call Jenna and see if she can give us an explanation as to what went wrong, okay? So you can tie up your loose ends.
Hello?
Jenna, hey. Is this Jenna?
Yes.
Hi, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We are on the radio right now, Mix 94.7, calling you for something we do called Waiting by the Phone. And the reason why is because Greg reached out to us, said that you guys went out on a first date in which he said you guys had a really good time, at least he thought, and then now you have completely disappeared. So we took it upon ourselves to contact you and see if we can find out what he did wrong. He said he's looking to tie up loose ends, either apologize or get an answer as to why you're not calling.
Oh, wow, Greg, I can't believe you did this.
Yes. So, hey, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I know, hello.
What happened? Did he do anything wrong?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Hey, before you say anything else, I do want to let you know that Greg is on the line.
Oh.
Which
okay.
is good because he needs to know, right?
He wants to know.
Well, hi, Greg. So he asked me out to dinner.
Yeah.
We went on this nice date. It was a first date. I never expect to pay on a first date. The guy usually pays. You know, sometimes I pay, like if we go out afterwards, I might buy a drink afterwards for us.
That's nice.
Yeah. So he took me to a really nice steak restaurant and we're having a good time, but he's also talking about how much money he makes and how well he does. But I kind of, okay, you know, he's talking about himself. So then it comes to ordering a bottle of champagne. And he's like, no, go ahead, pick one out. Like, really pick out whatever you want. This one's a really good one. And he kept, you know, saying how good this one bottle of champagne was. So I go, okay, let's get it. So we got this bottle of champagne, and it was almost like $400.
What?
Yeah, it was really pricey.
Wait, hold on, time out. Did you feel guilty at all about ordering a $400 bottle of champagne?
No, because he insisted. He kept insisting and saying how good that champagne was.
What does a $400 bottle of champagne taste like? I want to know.
Like a $30 bottle?
Yeah, no, probably.
Just explain it to me because I'll never do this.
It's really good. You don't really have a hangover.
Of course.
Well, you better not.
Smaller bubbles. I don't know. It is really good. It was really nice.
So how much was dinner total then?
With tip, it was like close to $700.
Oh my God.
Wait, why do we even know that information?
So this is why this is just straw that broke everything. Okay, so I was a little annoyed with him talking about how much money he made, but we did have good conversations outside of that. But then this is what really irritated me. So at the end, when we get the bill, he puts his credit card down and then he looks at me to put my credit card down. And I'm a receptionist, like, I don't make that much money. I didn't have to go to this expensive restaurant. I didn't even have to have that bottle of champagne.
What?
I was happy with one drink. I mean, money is so tight right now. The holidays are coming up.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, so I put down my credit card, but I was about to cry inside because I was like, I can't believe I'm going to be spending $350.
Seriously?
Good for you, though, that you did that.
So I put my card down, and then Greg just starts laughing, goes, no, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to make sure you weren't one of those girls that just used me for my money and and out on a nice date.
Hmm. Oh, so my God.
Wow.
But it was just really, because I'm not that type of person. I would have been fine going to a more of a casual place.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of, I don't know. It was just really awkward.
Oh, Greg, that is mean.
Wait, why did you do that, bro?
It was a joke. I mean, I could not be more confused. It was a total joke. I mean, I'm pretty sure that she laughed about it when it happened. So.
Well, she said she almost started crying.
I must be missing something here. I mean, I paid for the whole thing. I said I was going to. I mean, you know, I'm super confused because I maybe just twisted sense of humor or something.
Greg.
Yeah.
If I went out and had an entire meal with a guy and at the end he just wanted to make sure I wasn't one of those women, thus accusing me of being one of those women.
Well, no, not accusing. He just wanted to make sure you weren't.
I know, but if he didn't pick that up in the hour or 2 hours of dinner, and then he wants to verbalize it, bye. That would be the most offensive thing you could say to me.
If that's how you feel, then take him out to, like, a casual place and get to know them first. And don't talk about your money.
Yeah.
Just let that be, like, a nice big surprise in the end. Oh, by the way, I make good money, and I just think in the end it'll be better. It'll just be more of like, oh my God, this is extra. This is bonus.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen to everything she just said.
I'm guessing that you're not interested in going on a second date.
You know what? It's awkward now. It's kind of weird. So no, I'm not.
Aw, I'm kidding.
Even if you buy, fine.
No.
Well, at least you know now, Greg.
Loose ends have been tied up. I appreciate that.
Loose ends are tied, brother. Loose ends are tied.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.